Imagine working at the White House, drafting nuclear energy policy, yet finding yourself sketching cake recipes in the margins of briefing papers. This was Ina Garten's reality before her extraordinary transformation began. During high-level meetings about enriched uranium, her mind wandered to dinner parties and desserts. After 4 years shuffling papers through government bureaucracy with minimal impact, she craved something more tangible, more immediate. When a tiny newspaper ad for a specialty food store called Barefoot Contessa caught her eye, something spoke to her, despite the dubious wording about a cheese shop. The moment she stepped into that small 400-square-foot white clapboard shop and smelled chocolate chip cookies baking, she experienced what she calls her ruby slippers moment. She'd finally come home. Her parents were horrified at the idea of their daughter abandoning a prestigious government career to become a shopkeeper. At 30 years old, Ina was leaving behind stability, a beautiful home, and temporarily separating from Jeffrey, who would commute on weekends from Washington. Yet, despite these obstacles, she was exhilarated by the possibilities. Her husband Jeffrey, unlike her parents, encouraged her to find her passion, insisting, "If you love it, you'll be really good at it." This pivotal career shift demonstrates how breaking free from others' expectations, even family ones, can lead to discovering your authentic path. Ina and Jeffrey's enduring relationship began in high school when she met the Dartmouth freshman. Their first date showcased Jeffrey's adaptability when he smoothly redirected their evening to a Greenwich Village coffee house after Ina's ambitious suggestion of drinks, despite being underage. Their romance flourished through letters and visits while attending different universities. During their separation, Ina discovered her passion for cooking while making brownies for Jeffrey, a moment that revealed how food could express love and connection. Jeffrey proved to be Ina's strongest supporter, encouraging her growth and potential. When she seemed directionless, his gentle guidance, "You need to figure out what to do with your life or you won't be happy," exemplified their relationship's foundation of supportive challenge rather than control. Their partnership demonstrates how lasting love combines mutual support with the space for individual growth. Ina's culinary education began during a 1970 European camping trip with Jeffrey, where France became her Wizard of Oz moment. French markets opened her eyes to food's possibilities, multiple varieties of strawberries, unpasteurized farm cheeses, and endless olive preparations. A transformative moment came at Mont Saint-Michel, where a French woman's homemade coq au vin demonstrated the magic of authentic French cooking. Tender chicken, caramelized pearl onions, and mushrooms in a rich wine sauce. Later, after buying her Paris apartment, Ina refined her skills through daily market visits. Building relationships with local vendors taught her to select the finest ingredients. These immersive experiences formed her cooking philosophy. Use premium seasonal ingredients, honor traditional methods while keeping them approachable, and find elegance in simplicity. This hands-on education gave her an intuitive understanding of food that formal training couldn't match. When expanding Barefoot Contessa to 4,000 square feet, Ina divided the space into intimate sections inspired by Boston's Faneuil Hall Marketplace. She combined meticulous business practices with high culinary standards, developing a computer program to calculate exact costs. When her premium brownies, made with lint chocolate and European butter, calculated at triple the market price, she worried. Yet they sold out instantly, proving customers would pay more for superior quality. Ina elevated familiar foods through better ingredients and careful preparation. She reimagined classics like onion dip using caramelized fresh onions instead of processed mix, and enlivened chicken salad with fresh herbs and bright citrus. Each recipe underwent dozens of tests until perfected. Her distinctive customer service approach became legendary, offering unconditional refunds, investigating issues, and providing complimentary items on next visits. This strategy turned disappointed customers into loyal advocates. Her emphasis on collaboration over competition fostered lasting relationships in the food industry, built on shared dedication to excellence. After 20 years running barefoot Contessa, Ina found herself overwhelmed by daily problems that overshadowed her passion. She sold the store to her chef and manager, but the following year proved challenging. With an empty schedule and only a manicure to look forward to, she realized she needed a new direction. She ventured into cookbook writing, a suggestion from former customers. Her first book became a surprise hit, selling 1.4 million copies. Though initially resistant to television, especially after a poor experience with Martha Stewart's production company, she eventually agreed to 13 episodes with Food Network. 20 years later, she continues filming, maintaining her philosophy of building confidence in simple, relaxed entertaining. When COVID-19 hit in 2020, Ina adapted again. With her crew stranded in London, she learned to film using two iPhones. Her viral video making a giant cosmopolitan and declaring "it's always cocktail hour in a crisis" provided comic relief during difficult times, showing how challenges can spark creative solutions. In the kitchen, Ina relentlessly tests recipes until they reach perfection. Her lemon soup discovery, where flavors built gradually with each spoonful, sparked her fascination with layered taste experiences. Some recipes demand extraordinary patience. Her Boston cream pie took 6 years to perfect, finally succeeding with the addition of orange zest and Grand Marnier. Her coconut cake required 18 attempts to achieve the ideal moisture and flavor intensity. Like a conductor, she orchestrates ingredients until they harmonize perfectly. This dedication to excellence extends to her spaces. Her barn, serving as test kitchen and filming location, became a 2,000-square-foot Belgian-inspired structure with French doors and blackstone floors. In Paris, she surprised Jeffrey with a completely renovated apartment, embracing designer Axel Vervoort's philosophy that spaces should be filled with beloved, useful objects rather than mere decorations. Her perfectionism ultimately serves a deeper purpose, creating genuine joy and comfort. Jeffrey and Ina have reached a contented phase that feels like a reward after decades of work. Their life centers on intimate gatherings with friends, long meals, and time in Paris. Having a Parisian home lets them live like locals, wandering along the Seine, exploring markets, and embracing the luxury of unstructured time. This contentment was hard won. Ina's childhood, marked by emotional neglect and criticism, left her with a harsh inner voice that persists today. Through therapy and introspection, she confronted these patterns. When fans now express their love, she notes the irony given her father's cruel words, "No one will ever love you." Her show, Be My Guest, embodies this life wisdom. She created intimate conversations that feel like dinner party exchanges, where guests share vulnerable life stories. These encounters reinforce her belief that difficult challenges often guide us to where we need to be. As she often reflects, "We all need just one person to believe in us, and Jeffrey's love helped me believe in myself and find happiness." Her journey shows that true success lies not in achievements, but in finding joy in living.